transactions exempt from RESPA include loans, 1. Secured by parcels of 25 acres or more, whether or not the property is improved. 2. For which the primary purpose is business, commercial, or agricultural. However, a business purpose loan made to one or more persons, acting in an individual capacity, natural persons, to acquire, refinance, improve, or maintain a 1-to-4 family residential property used or to be used to rent or lease to other persons is a covered transaction. 3. Temporary loans, such as construction loans. The exemption does not apply, and the transaction becomes covered by RESPA, if the loan is used as, or may be converted to permanent financing by the same bank. A lender's commitment for permanent financing is covered by the regulation. Any construction loan with a term of 2 years or more is covered by the regulation, unless it's made to a bona fide contractor. Bridge or swing loans are not covered by the regulation. 4. Secured by vacant or unimproved property when none of the loan proceeds will be used to construct a 1-to-4 family residential structure. If the proceeds will be used to locate a manufactured home or construct a structure within 2 years from the date of settlement, the loan is covered. 5. For the assumption of existing mortgages in which the lender has no right to approve subsequent persons as borrowers, conversions of federally related mortgage loans to different terms consistent with the original mortgage instrument, as long as a new note is not required, are also exempt. Examples include transactions involving the renewal of single payment loans with no change in terms, loans on which the APR is lowered, with a corresponding reduction in payment, loans involving a court-ordered agreement, workout arrangements of a problem loan, loans on which optional insurance is added. 6. Secondary market transactions. A bona fide transfer of a loan obligation in the secondary market is not covered by RESPA,